Hello, this is Warren Wandling, the host of How to Become an Obstacle Buster, and today I have a very inspirational guest with us, LaDonna Brock. LaDonna is a motivational and inspirational speaker and a leader in the direct selling industry. In 1995, LaDonna Brock was left paralyzed from the waist down by a self-inflicted, accidental gunshot wound, but it certainly has not paralyzed her tenacious love for life. For the past 15 years, she's been speaking in high schools, middle schools, churches, and to various civic groups about trauma prevention through a national program called Think First, Use Your Mind, Protect Your Body. From the beginning of her speaking all these years ago, to the privilege of being Miss Wheelchair Kentucky in 2001, to the impact of empowering your team or organization, LaDonna's passion is following God's plan for her life and touching lives at every opportunity. Her positive outlook and attitude are contagious and inspiring. Welcome to the show, LaDonna.
Thank you so much for having me, Warren. It's a privilege to be here.
Well, very good. Well, I'm glad to have you on the show and really looking forward to our conversation today. And I know that you have a very inspirational story, and I understand back in 1995 an event that took place that heavily impacted you. Would you be open to sharing that event with us and how it's impacted your life?
Absolutely. January 9th of 1995, I was leaving my apartment for work. I had plans to go to a shooting range after work, and carrying a gun with me underneath my arm, I sat down in my car, and the gun fell and hit the pavement and discharged and went through my kidney and through my spine and immediately and permanently paralyzed me from the waist down. It was a careless thing to be handling a gun in that way, and the results are still with me today. It was a matter of a wrong choice, and it's one I've had to live with. And, you know, immediately that day my world stopped, changed forever, and yet started again in a whole new life. So it's been an incredible journey. At that very moment, I remember screaming no at the top of my lungs and realizing that no one was around, no one was in the parking lot, no one coming to help from the apartments. And fortunately, I had my cell phone with me. I called 911 and talked to her, told her everything she needed to know, where I was. And instead of staying on the phone till the paramedics arrived, I got off the phone or told her I needed to get off the phone so I could call my mom and dad, and made that call, and actually after got that one finished, called into work. So it was just a life-changing day, life-changing moment, and a life-changing choice. But as I said, the world that I knew stopped, but it started again in a fabulous way.
And, you know, in reference within that, what an inspirational story in reference to that challenge, that obstacle that you were met with. And I know one of the things that you've been involved with is a national program called Think First, which ties into, I think, some of your experience within that injury. Can you share us what you your work with Think First?
Absolutely. It's really incredible the way that it all came about, that while I was still laying in rehab, in the rehab hospital, I had a couple of doctors come around and ask me if I would mind if they put my name on a list. And I didn't have any idea what it involved, and at that point I didn't really care, and they did, and as it turned out, it was a recommendation for me to be in this program. And just over a year after my accident, I began in April of 1996, sitting in front of a group of about 300 kids. And the idea behind the program is using your mind to protect your body, as you said. But I tell them my story pretty much exactly starting the way that I did with you today. And I do elaborate a great deal with them on the details of exactly what I went through and the paramedics coming and being in the ambulance and having my clothes cut off and realizing, you know, when they checked something on the bottom of my foot that having once been extremely ticklish, I couldn't feel that. And I've said many times, I think that was the biggest clue that God gave me that something was seriously wrong here. And it's been a passion and a blessing and a privilege every time since that initial day that I have been able to be in a high school or middle school, or as the other groups that you mentioned, being able to be there and share those details. And I get very intimate and very open and just out on the table as to, okay, well, this may have been how it was before, but this is how it is after. And, you know, these are things that you've got to go through. And this is not as pretty as it used to be. And the friends aren't exactly still around that used to be. And you have the power to change what happens in your future. You have the amazing decisions that you make day to day, whether that be for what you're going to do when you leave class today, what you're going to do with your future, whether that's college, whether that's some other type of career, and I touch base with them straight up on, okay, are you having sex and you're not ready to be a mom or a dad, or are you going to be hanging with the wrong crowd on Saturday night or Friday night at the ball game, or are you going to drink and drive, or just the incredible amount of power that they have to control their life in the choices that they're making. It is all about choices, and it's not just for kids. It's for kids of all ages that, you know, we're making decisions day in and day out, and sometimes with very little thought, but trying to reach them at while they're such a young age, impressionable minds, to make a difference in their day and in their life from that point forward.
Well, one of the words that you had used, and I can hear it in as you share with us today in reference to it's a passion to really inspire whoever the audience is, if it's at a high school level or a civic organization, to really cause them to think that they're the sum total of all their choices. And to make sure that it sounds like in teaching them to be intentional about their day and making sure they make the right choice.
Yes, exactly. I also throw in there that it's the decisions that they're making when no one's looking that really determines the type of person that they are and the character of a person that they are. I speak in detention centers often, and, you know, when you see such young individuals, and usually it's a juvenile detention center, when you see such young individuals that have made wrong choices, and then a couple of years later, there'll be someone that speaks to me that says, you came to so-and-so detention center a couple of years, didn't you? And you've got this totally changed individual that has made correct choices and gotten out of where they were and are headed in the right direction. And I get cold chills as I speak to you telling you that, Warren, that I know that's a life that's been changed. And I thank God for that opportunity.
As a leader in the direct sales business for over 12 years with a company called Celebrating Home, mm-hmm. How did you launch your business, LaDonna?
Well, Warren, it's the same thing that I do today with any new recruit that comes into the business. We have a starter party, and that means we invite all our friends and family to come together at one party, letting them know that we're starting a new venture and opening a new business and that we need their help to do that. So we ask them to host a party in their home and invite friends and family that maybe I don't know or the new recruit doesn't know, and then from that, next thing you know, you're sitting in a living room full of brand new friends that you may have known for only a few short days or weeks. And I've been doing that for 12 years. When I originally started, I figured that I would do every single party in my home as it was accessible. And from that initial group, I had friends that were, oh, no, you come on over here. We'll get you in, and that's no problem. And I've been doing it ever since and just absolutely love it.
That sounds like a great adventure in reference to as you've built your business over 12 years and just the lives that you've been able to influence and to connect with within the industry.
Great friends along the way, yes.
Yeah, so what is the primary factors, would you say, have most contributed to your success?
Without a doubt, it's my faith in God, the support of family and friends, determination, and I have to be honest that there's a little bit of stubbornness or hard-headedness that keeps you going when it comes down to those last, what have I got to do? But definitely those factors.
I know you've been quoted in saying, I never look at a situation as obstacles, but instead as opportunities. And you say that you never had an I can't and I quit attitude. How do you develop that type of mindset?
Warren, in the situation in speaking in the schools, another one of the things that I address with them is that attitude is a choice. And I believe that wholeheartedly. Positive or negative, whatever the situation, it's an opportunity to grow and overcome. I know there are people that are in more difficult situations than I. I've seen, and I'm sure you yourself are fully aware of individuals that have overcome things that are far beyond that we can imagine. And I do believe that that attitude is a core in that.
Well, that also goes back in reference to, as you talk about, you know, think first or having that choice to make, that an attitude, as you just said, is really a choice in whatever given situation that you find yourself in.
Yes.
So I know you hold a position with the diversity specialist advisor for DSWA. Can you tell us about your work with the Diversity Center?
Yes. Working with the Diversity Center means being able to work with individuals, teams, or organizations to address issues, helping them understand the needs or overcoming obstacles. One aspect is to make them aware of the abilities and possibilities instead of focusing on what some might see as a negative. Don't overlook the potential. We were talking about new recruits and how they get started. You know, when you're sitting in a party plan business situation and you've got a group of 8 to 10 ladies, there are many people that would simply overlook someone in my situation. And there's great loss in doing that. So definitely don't overlook the potential of the people that are there and also helping to inspire them and empower them to grasp what's within them. You don't have to have a disability to sometimes feel inadequate, and for many different reasons we can have that. But just to take hold of what's within you, and if it's not everything that you think it is, realize that, okay, for one, you were created in God's image, and there's no junk. And you're here for a purpose, and take hold of that and make the most of it and be the great person that you were created to be.
So how do you overcome obstacles then on a day-to-day basis?
It's kind of funny to hear me say this if you were sitting face-to-face, everyone seeing me, but it's one foot in front of the other. You know, what has to be done has to be done. And if you focus on the negative, it grows. So you focus on the positive, just continue to push through whatever may be standing in your way or seem to be a heavy load. And, again, that attitude, it's a huge thing, and it is a choice, and just approach whatever's there as this is a step up. There's a poem that I've heard and read many times. It always comes to mind in this situation, and it's called Shake It Off and Step Up. And it has to do with a mule that had fallen into a well, and the farmer was just giving up on the well, didn't eat it, and figured he couldn't get the mule out, so he starts shoveling in dirt. And, you know, it's hitting the mule's back, but he keeps shaking it off and stepping it up, and the next thing you know, he's stepping out of that well. And you've just got to do that day in and day out.
Well, I love that story. That's a great word picture, LaDonna, in reference to just taking care of the task at hand and keeping your focus on what needs to get accomplished. So focusing on what you want to accomplish, not what you don't want to accomplish.
Absolutely.
So what's one technique that you can share and help our listeners to overcome obstacles? If there's one technique that you would just love to be able to share with our listeners to help them overcome obstacles.
Look at each obstacle as your opportunity to grow. Think about what will be different once you're making the progress beyond or around it, and just the tenacity to push through.
Well, that is a great opportunity, you know, in reference to looking at that technique alone, because some could use that as an excuse to hold them back. But the technique that you're sharing with us today is really using that to propel you to move forward.
It is a mindset, Warren. I believe that wholeheartedly. You know, a lot of people will ask, I don't often have a down day. You know, we can always find some reason to have a pity party, and those people aren't fun to be around, and I don't want to be one of those, whether I ever leave my house in the day or not. And it's just, for one, it's God's grace. I know that I feel that. And it is the mindset that we let ourselves dwell in. And, again, that choice.
If you knew someone that was launching a direct sales business, what bit of advice would you share with him or her?
Build and develop relationships. Having a servant's heart and helping people get what they want, you will get what you want. Those are very crucial points, but I think absolute, the friendship relationships that you develop along the way are priceless. They are no longer customers, but friends, extended family, people that care about you and that you care about. They're not just a sales ticket. They're, as I said, family. And that is priceless.
So one of those that you've listed in reference to that, it was servant leadership. In reference to teaching servant leadership, is there one aspect about servant leadership that you'd kind of help someone that just came on to the industry and launching their business, how they can really understand the concept to the core of servant leadership?
First of all, you would not ask someone to do anything that you wouldn't do yourself. You do need to be an example in front of them in day-to-day tasks, or just are you day in and day out doing what it takes to be successful in the business? But being willing to go shoulder to shoulder along with them each step of the way, helping them learn the things that they need to learn and having them follow you and go with you and do the things that need to be done for them to be successful, and then being there to support them when things are great and lift them up when things are not. But really, just, and it's just that. It's another friendship. It's a bond that's built, and a process to grow with them.
I believe that success leaves clues. So what authors have influenced you in your business?
I think one of the greatest is John Maxwell. I love some of the different things that he's done and the spiritual relevance that he brings to them, too. You can't not mention the DSWA, Build It Big, which is just full of different authors, Linda Lucas, Barb Fishpaw, and, of course, Nikki Kiyohoho. Would be just some of them. And I am not a fabulous reader. It's not one of my favorite pastimes, but those would be some that I think are great.
Yeah, those are both two great resources that you've mentioned in reference to really giving insight both within the industry and then with John Maxwell just giving great insight in reference to how to become a leader yourself and developing leaders around you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the future hold for you, LaDonna? Are you developing any special projects now?
I am. God is opening a lot of doors, continuing and growing in the Think First, as well as new ventures that include additional radio programs that will be coming up from the Women's Information Network. Not sure if you're familiar with that, but it is the WIN, W-I-N, online, that will, again, give me an opportunity to touch base on business, personal, family, all different aspects of what you approach, how you approach a problem, what you do day to day to grow in each of those areas. And I'm really excited about where that's leading. There's a book in the future and hopefully not so distant future on getting that going and wrapped up. So a lot of things.
Well, that sounds like a really exciting opportunity for you in reference to be able to continue to broaden your reach in reference to impacting individuals with your message. Is there a launch time? Is there specifically, how can we find out more about that show if somebody wanted to tune in?
Well, you will be able to connect with me at ByWheelsIGo at ByWheelsIGo.com. And that is one of the things that it has been my email for 16 years. It's pretty self-explanatory, but I will spell it for you because it is not spelled exactly the way it would sound. That is BYWEELZIGO at BYWEELZIGO.com. And as far as a specific deadline, the programs will be coming up in the next month. The book is probably 6 months, hopefully within that time frame, and I will be doing some blogging and trying to keep those updates as prompt as possible.
Well, excellent. LaDonna, I know that our listeners will want to go to your website to get some more information about your background as well as how you can tap into their organizations and provide either motivational speaking or inspirational talks or somehow that you can work within the organization. So make sure that you go to LaDonna's website as well. And that's the best website to be able to reach you or all your contact information is there on your website?
What I actually gave you is email address.
Oh, it's email. Okay, very good.
The website is up and coming. You can, as far as my business, check that out at LaDonnaBrock.com. That is the Celebrating Home Business. Some of the other aspects are in the works, as I said. It's all coming together fast and fabulous. So definitely keep that email address again. And do you think I should repeat that?
You know, let's do that, LaDonna. Yes, would you please?
Okay. That is bywillsigo at bywillsigo.com, spelled bywellzigo at bywellzigo.com. That is also the same at aol.com, if that's simpler for you.
Very good. Thank you for sharing that with us again. Well, thank you, LaDonna, for being with us today, sharing your insight of how to become an obstacle buster. And well, until next time, this is Warren Wandling, your host of How to Become an Obstacle Buster.
To learn more of how to overcome your obstacles and rapidly achieve success, go to awakeningsignificance.com. AwakeningSignificance.com.